Next item is Mr. James Withrow, Worcester Planning Ground, application 2016-203. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did receive a protest letter that came in after the eval was written.
Thank you.
Second protest. Second person.
That had already protested.
So this is an application of James Withrow, Worcester Planning Ground application, also in Chisholm Creek. His original application was for 104 acres within the creek. The creek is located in York County. The application is protested by a number of residents in the area. So this next sentence is a little nuanced now. At the time this was written, the application included about half the area was in restricted status by the Department of Health, which means it would have to be relayed, orchards would have to be relayed out of that area. And since March of 2015, we have a regulation where we don't accept applications in areas that are restricted, and our policy has been for older ones that predate that effective date that we bring them all to the commission and request whether you're willing to lease in those areas, even though they predate the regulation. This one does not predate the regulation, but when he applied, it was open. After he applied, half the creek closed, half of his application closed, and was in restricted status. So our recommendation was going to be to only recommend leasing, at a minimum, the open area. But early this month, and it doesn't go into effect until the end of this month, it will be open conditionally, the entire area he applied for. So some of it will be open, some of it will be open conditionally. So that means it's open certain times of the year, winter months, and we do accept applications in those areas now because it's not restricted, it's conditionally open. So with that caveat.
What's causing the problem? Is there a marina out there or something?
There are marinas up this creek. The health department is moving to try to attempt two things. One, open more waters conditionally if water quality deems proper. And two, go to rainfall closure areas where if it rains more than an inch in a 24-hour period, the area automatically closes for 10 days and then reopens after 10 days if there's no additional rainfall. The Lynn Haven River has that status, but there's a number of other places. And this is based on their science of modeling and how rainfall affects runoff. But this is a conditional. This is not a runoff one. So this one would just be open. Like a lot of conditional areas that are near marinas and stuff, they're closed in the summertime because of all the boating activity and potential spills, but they're open in the wintertime when the water quality is better and there's less boating activity. So having said that, you get to the meat of the actual application. So again, you've seen this slide before. It's the exact same slide I just used. This application is the larger application west of Mr. Holland's application and basically goes up the creek a considerable ways, as you can see there. Now, Chisholm Creek does split, and Chisholm Creek itself continues to the west, and Goose Creek is a tributary off of it, and this application turns and goes up a portion of Goose Creek. So this is the area as we surveyed it. We did subject this to our normal public interest review. We did receive a number of protests. They're in your book. There's a list and the correspondence from the protestants. The nature of the protests include potential adverse impacts in navigation, shallow nature of some portions of the creek, close proximity to some of the application area to private piers, potential adverse impacts on other recreational uses of the creek, and a commercial operation within what's generally deemed to be a residential area, and potential adverse impacts to property values. A considerable portion of Chisholm Creek does have residential development, but as you can see on this picture, there's also some companies along the shoreline. There's Thomas's Marina to the northeast. There's Smith's Marine Railway to the southwest. And then in between is a lot of residential development as well. There's a lot of boating traffic in and out of Chisholm Creek, particularly in the warm weather months. Again, as I just explained a few minutes ago, when we got the application, the area was open that he applied for. It closed after that before we could get to do the survey. When we did the survey, it was still in a restricted status. This was what was restricted. Okay, so the application is now in green, and you can't see the part underneath it in the red, but it goes up Goose Creek. That was where the line was the day we surveyed it. Mr. Withrow wanted us, which we will allow if it was received when the ground was open. He said, even though it's closed now, I want you to survey it the way I asked for it, and I want to go to the commission and make an argument on why I should get the whole thing, even in the condemned area. Well, so we did. We surveyed it the way he requested. Our intention was to recommend only the green area you see here for lease. However, as of the end of this month, the area in red, where his lease is, will all be open conditionally during the winter months. So the entire surveyed area now would be allowed to harvest oysters at least some portions of the year. And the green part would be any time. Now, this other color you see here, that was already a conditional area. And that was there partially because of, I think, the marina and possible runoff from this smaller creek. So this area was already conditional. This area was restricted, but is now conditional. So this just shows the whole lease as we apply, as we surveyed it, and this was the area where the restricted and the open area interfaced, just so you understand that. We did attempt to survey this in a way that we didn't put stakes, as best we could, anywhere near anybody's pier. This wraps around Mr. Holland's lease, so those were existing corners, or his application. Those were existing corners already set on his. We came all the way down, considerably offshore here, away from any piers. Again, this is a kind of an open area as you split and go into these two little creeks and cove. We placed the stake here. This is probably the closest one, except up here, to anybody's property, but their pier is way over here. That's a riparian. So those are existing corners that could be staked any time. We wrapped around the riparian, went up here, and then there is a channel marker up here because Dr. Neal is probably going to ask me about it.
I live up Goose Creek.
Okay.
Where I live.
So he knows. He's familiar with this.
Yeah.
So this does encompass the channel area, okay? But we have leases all over the state and creeks from shore to shore. And we've traditionally leased those areas. They can be dredged, usually without any adverse impact to navigation, and it's deep. This general area is pretty deep. We went up here to where about where he had asked to stop and set these corners far enough offshore and away from piers that we don't believe any of these would interfere with the use of these people. There is two stakes here. I'll concede there are two stakes here that someone could run into with a boat, I guess. They weren't paying attention, but they're not in the center. And they're not up against the shore. This was an existing lease corner here. We stayed offshore here. This is uninhabited land over here, so we did go close to shore. This is where the restricted sign was at the time, between the restricted and the open area. Then back to this lease corner, a lease corner, and then back around Mr. Holland's lease. So we do believe we tried to minimize the impact as much as possible. Related to navigation to people's piers, and I'll leave it at that. So this was the plat that we made that I plan to bring to you today, recommending only this white area plus this conditional area be leased, because this is conditional. See, this is closed April to October. This did say, I whited it out this morning, restricted, basically, no open season, but that is changed now due to the health department's change, and this is now also conditional. So the entire area we've surveyed is either open waters or conditionally open certain times of the year. And this is the actual health department map. So the conditional area is a little bit different than the restricted line. The restricted line went right here. So this was restricted. This was open. They've now, this takes effect May 15th. So now the conditional line is moved further down into the, what was open, but this is open, as you can see right here. It's closed from April 1 to October 31st. And this one is the same thing. They're just labeled differently because they're different sections. This one already existed. This is a new one. This is still restricted. You could only relay out of here. We wouldn't recommend leasing here. And the same above the area where we stopped the application. So I've said some of this, but I'm going to read this one last sentence because I think it's relevant. When staff surveyed to suggest the requested area in March, care was taken to set the lease corners as to not interfere with access to numerous private piers along the waterway. Most of the requested area is within deeper areas of the creek, except one area along the southern shoreline, as I alluded to, where the property is undeveloped, the upland property. Staff does not believe leasing the area surveyed will have more than a minimal impact to navigation and should not interfere with other uses of the waterway. Therefore, while staff remains aware of the potential navigation concerns relating to leasing of shellfish grounds in general, it appears this area will not have more than a minimal impact to navigation in the area and should not impact other uses of the creek. Since the entire area of the survey is now either open or conditionally approved waters, as classified by the Health Department Division of Shellfish Safety, staff recommends leasing 86.44 acres as shown on the plat. That might get changed slightly. We have not calculated the exact coordinates here versus where we staked it, but we were right on this line, I believe, when we staked it. So we're talking around 86 acres, give or take a few tenths of an acre. I didn't make a new plat yet until I found out what the commission wanted to do, but it's going to look like this plat. It just won't have the hatched-in areas exactly the way they're shown here.
Questions of the commission for Mr. Stagg? Mr. Zedrin.
I have two questions. When we lease an area like this, and say next year the health department goes in there and gives it a condemned status, what effect does that have on the leaseholder?
So, good question. These are existing leases, and they're already in restricted waters. So if this were to go back to the way it just was, where this black line is, and this port, and you all approve it today, and this is assigned, all of this is assigned, if it changes, and it goes back to the case we heard this morning where the waterman is supposed to check the health department site, this was a public fishery this morning, this is a private lease, and make sure the portions of his lease he wants to work are open. If they are not, Mr. Withrow could still relay out of this area if it was restricted with a relay permit, which he'd have to come to us, law enforcement, request a relay permit to allow him to relay oysters out of the restricted area to the clean area and leave them a certain period of time, depending on time of year, before he could harvest them. So we do still allow people to relay out of restricted areas for existing leases that already existed. But this is the issue with the regulation, is that it's a moving target. We don't accept applications if the water is restricted. So if someone comes in and says, I want to lease this area and it's restricted, you say, we won't accept it. A week later, the health department opens it and another person comes in, we will accept their application. That's the way the regulation was written. I had a little heartburn about it at the time.
I've got heartburn about it right now, quite honestly.
My suggestion at the time was
6 months.
Pick these, and they're stationary. Whatever the date of the regulation was, they're closed. And then maybe we review them every 3 or 4 years and adjust them again. But these waters like this do open and close in a lot of places in the state. The lines move around. So one day it's open, the next day it's closed. If you come to the office at the right time, we might accept your application. And this one went through the whole process. It was open when he applied. It closed afterwards, so we would recommend not leasing part of this. And now it's going to open again, or at least conditionally.
Mr. Zajan, follow-up, please.
Second question. How is leasing this channel any different than the matter we ran into in Lynn Haven, where they leased the channel, and then they wanted to dredge it, and it ended up in a big lawsuit?
Well, it's a little bit different. I don't believe this has ever been dredged in here because it's deep. So we don't anticipate there'll ever be a dredge request here by the county or the Army Corps. In the Lynn Haven, most of the channels that are dredged in the Lynn Haven require permits because the water is relatively shallow everywhere. I can't say it couldn't happen, but that's the reason that in these creeks like this that are deep in the center, we often lease, and they don't have a federal project channel that's dredged, because we wouldn't lease those. We can't, because they're federally authorized channels, and we can't lease those. But this is a marked channel, but it's not a dredged channel. But it's up to the commission whether they deem this is in the best interest to lease this or not. That's certainly why it's brought to y'all. Some of the people here are opposing it. Will I sure tell you they don't think you should lease this because it's used for navigation. That's the whole problem. But it is pretty deep out in the middle.
Dr. Neal?
Dare Marina is right there by the railway station. How close are you impinged on that active marina?
This one?
Yeah, the railway station is right, they're right adjacent to.
Right.
So Dare Marina used to be called Chisholm Creek Marina. That's really the most active marina in the
right.
creek.
That's only corner that we set anywhere near where this general activity of this marina is this one, and that's an existing lease corner already. So that leaseholder could stake that anytime he wanted. Legally, we just went to that existing corner. We used, I believe, the channel marker for one of the other ones, so we wouldn't stick a stake.
And then the other,
Dr. Neal.
As far as we again kind of alluding to that Lynn Haven stuff and the dredging, you're correct. Most of this is deep water and navigable water. It's navigated a lot. There's a lot of boat traffic, water skiers, everything else. You saw a plane land in this thing last summer. What the heck is that thing? But it was a plane. It landed in the creek, took off in the creek. So it's a very active creek. The marina, is right there up against the land, and then they have slips on the outside deep, but then they have shallow water slips too. And that area actually may have been dredged at one time, some of the slips right up against the land. It would not be in this lease.
Right.
So I don't know that would create any conflicts. I guess I've seen leaseholders complain about dredging adjacent marina
right.
areas and stuff.
So certainly the leaseholder could object, even though it's not in his lease, because of the siltation issues that it might cause. I mean, that's a given. That could happen. But we would be the ones issuing the permit, so unless it's a federal dredging.
I'm done with my question.
Further questions? Thank you, Ben. Is the applicant here present? Applicant present? Is the applicant present and wishes to be heard?
We did send him the notification.
Okay, now I got another question.
Hang tight.
Okay.
What date did you send? Plenty of time, everything?
Yes.
And you've had interaction with him or had any?
We have. Yep. Not in the last week, but...
Okay, what's your question now, Dr. Neal, please?
Now I'm kind of wanting to know, what's this guy's, is he an established
commercial
waterman?
He is, I believe, yes.
Mr. Ballard.
I need some help. I should know the answers to these, but I'm trying to crunch some numbers, thinking about the size of this lease and what he's requesting. Do you happen to know if he's planning on doing traditional cultivation in that creek, and maybe Mr. Button, but a number of bushels per acre that would be typical of shell plantings? I'm just guesstimating that it would be a massive investment to shell that bottom. And,
so he did fill out the Worcester Use Plan questionnaire that we've currently been using. By the way, that's being updated based on the work group for future applications, but this one came in 2 years ago. So will you use the lease for traditional shelling? Yes. Will there be any planting of spat or seed? Yes. This is his answers. Will you place structures on the bottom? No. Of course, they won't exceed 12 inches because he's not placing them, and he doesn't plan to do clam aquaculture or any other purpose. So, and he's told me this, too, over the phone, that his plan here was traditional shelling, seed, and dredging, I assume. It's deep enough that he would be dredging this. So it is a considerable lease. I have brought some previous ones to the commission that are similar sized and recommended denial because we said the bottom was not suitable to plant a bunch of shell because you were going to lose it all, and the commission leased them. So
that was then. This is now.
Well, I understand.
Further questions? Anyone here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Everyone that wants to testify, stand up, please. That's going to testify before the commission. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God. Okay. Who's first?
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Sir.
Board members.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
The signature right here. Kevin Early.
Thank you.
How do you do it?
Can you switch the screen over?
And please, honestly, in a matter of time, and the applicant's not here, so if please don't be redundant and repetitive of what's already been testified to. If you agree with what's been testified to, please say, I agree with the gentleman in front of me, please. There's no need to, as far as this commission is concerned, be repetitive as far as it being influential. I can assure you that. So proceed.
She's going to switch the screen. We hope.
Well, the overhead here, let's see, I live about right here.
Wait till screen comes on. You don't have anything on that screen yet.
That's nothing. Okay.
Any technical difficulties?
It'll be the first. This is pretty good for all this new stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I can just hand them to you if it's okay and you could view them that way. Is that okay?
I wanted everybody to see them, but if you could just.
Yep. We'll have to keep those as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for 30 days you get it back.
Thank you.
Make sure we keep Jamie. Make sure we keep those.
Could you put the overhead back on to the satellite?
Jamie, can you put the just a regular computer screen back on?
Thank you. So I live at the mouth of Chisholm Creek over here next to Mr. Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Right here where the cursor is, there's a pier that comes out here, and this first stake is directly next to the pier. I'm fortunate enough to grow up here. I love this body of water. It's a gem. It really is. So I've been skiing here my whole life, enjoying this water. I don't agree with Mr. Stagg in the sense that it is not a deep body of water. This body of water is generally, the deepest part is about 10 foot at high tide, and closer to 8 foot, 7 to 8 foot at low tide, 4 to 6 foot, 4 to 6 foot at low tide, and it's not a deep body of water. This is highly used body of water. I mean, I live here at the mouth, and I can look out on a nice summer day and see 10 boats going in any direction, people skiing, tubing, wakeboarding, jet skiing. I mean, it is highly traveled. Where I live, all those pictures were taken at my house, from my house. Where I live, we drop anchor behind my house. My friends come over and drop anchor in the boat. We swim around the boat. We wade in the water. my kids swim in the water, my friends' kids swim in the water around here, my dogs swim in the water. This is not something that this community wants. There are a great deal of – there's three other oyster operations going on right now in this creek. There are directly across from me – I don't know if this pointer still – whoops. Directly across from me right here are the oyster pots you're looking at. There are hundreds of oyster pots right here across from me. They're really not marked. There's one white buoy, and I lived there a long time before I even knew what that white buoy was. These are a great hazard also. I mean, children, anybody come across these, fall on them, they can get hurt. It's a very much of a hazard. When you're skiing and swimming in the creek here, I mean, my feet have been in the bottom of this mud so many times, I can't tell you. It's probably still stuck in my toes. But my point is, you're going to hit, when you swim in this creek, you're going to hit the bottom. You're going to fall and you're going to put your hands down there. You're going to put your feet down in it. People are going to end up getting cut and hurt. It's generally mud. It's not something for the oysters to grow off of. It really is generally mud, the whole thing, except for out this area. Is some sand out here, sand here, obviously, and then right around this area some. But another point I'd like to make is we see a great deal of traffic from off the Intercoastal Waterway, the ICW. This is a, on all the maps, this is a listed anchorage for the ICW. All spring, summer, and fall, there are boats in here. And I'm not kidding. I mean, 5 to 10 at a time, always 1 to 2. Every night when I get home from the office, I look out, there's a new boat sitting behind our house, beautiful sailboat. That's that picture with the people swimming around. There's trawlers. I mean, there's all types of activity here. These people, when they come and enjoy our creek for the ICW, they get out and they swim. You can see the pictures. I took these pictures of the sailboat. I don't know those people. And that trawler with the plane going behind it, I don't know those people. I mean, they're just, they drop anchor, they enjoy our waterway, they swim. And these this oysters would be a great hazard. I mean, you've got three marinas here. You've got Dare Marina, Thomas Marina, and there's one right here called Wildy Marina. These are all active marinas. And this, I just can't stress enough how active this creek is. I mean, it is very active. I think giving this gentleman a mile of our creek is too much, and way too much. I mean, I had short notice on this meeting, but I went around and talked to some of the waterfront people who live on the water, who have invested their lives to live on the water. And I've got 63 waterfront property owners right here signed that object to this.
I'll present those.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I didn't make it up as far as your house, Dr. Neal. Oh, I'd have hundreds.
It looked like you needed to.
No, I'd have hundreds. Every house, every waterfront property I went to was in direct opposition of this. I went there with a clear mind to each house with no agenda, really. I do have one, but I didn't present it to them from the beginning. But I am clearly in objection to this. This is a beautiful waterway. The York County, when they put in the sewer vacuum system, it has turned this waterway around. It is getting much better. Obviously, the oysters help too. I'm not against oystering, but there are places better suited for it than behind my residential home. Like I said, when I look across the creek right now, I'm looking at hundreds of pots. These people across the creek from me, I have never seen them in the water. They can't go in the water. They can't throw a stick for their dog. I mean, they would get cut up like crazy. Once again, we use the water. The kids love it. I just want to keep it like it is for the next generation to enjoy it, and as I have.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've also been informed that the chair can entertain a motion at any time during the course of this deliberation. Mr. Ballard?
I move that we deny the application.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Pursuant to the motion, does anyone else wish to comment on the matter? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
Right hand. You solemnly swear a testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Crystal Thomas.
Yes, ma'am.
Thomas Marina.
Yes, ma'am.
Preston Road. Preston's a family name.
Gotcha.
Don't have to tell you how long we've been there. I'm the fifth generation to run the marina. I'm beaming. I hope my children are the sixth generation. We did not inherit the property. The marina pays for the property, you know, improvements and everything. And we, this would, I don't know what that would affect our property and our business. That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As far as this, yes, sir. This is a public hearing, sir. If you'd like to be heard, would you come forward, please? Be sworn. Sorry. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
My name is Charles M. Southall.
Yes, sir.
I live in the city of Pocosin.
Good to have you here, Mr. Southall.
I just want to be a testament to what has been said previously, and that I have friends who live on Goose Creek. And we sail our boats out of Bennett's Creek, down Chisholm Creek to visit my friends and so forth. And almost every Sunday, every weekend, that creek is loaded with boats tied next to each other, kids in the water swimming, people fishing. Okay. The number of boats that are in there is tremendous. Okay. To turn that into an oyster ground would be terrible.
Thank you, Mr. Southall. Yes, sir, come forward. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I'm Robert Johnson.
You raise your right hand, sir.
Yes, sir.
I swear the testimony you give be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth, self you got.
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Proceed.
I'm Robert Johnson. I live at 211 Preston Road next to Thomas Marina and beside Wally Marina. I've lived there four generations. I had 60 acres of oyster ground in front of the house. Back in the 70s, at that time, which you said, what's the yesterday ain't today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was informed I could not have the oyster ground because I did not use it properly and it did not yield any oysters off it. Although I did put oyster shells out there at that time, they did not mature or live. On the far side of the creek, I did receive, I could get some clams over on Anatman's side, which is across the creek. My biggest concern is the navigation of the creek. And like everybody has said, it's not that deep. It is deep. But putting things up off the bottom when the low tide, it does create a construction that could harm people. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Well, as far as discussion is concerned, let me tell you, I intend to vote against or vote for the motion for a number of reasons. Having been in law enforcement and knowing what law enforcement deals with, the idea, and I know that it's the health department is trying to do the right thing as far as making available as best it possibly can what ground is there. But the fact that it's such a moving target in an area such as this, because I reside in an area similar to this that deals with fecal coliform runoff and things like that. What could be open one minute, it could be closed pretty quickly. And then what's harvested after a runoff, then as Commissioner of Marine Resources, sworn to protect the resource in the markets and things like that, we end up with some bad product on the ground, on the market, we've got a problem. The other thing is, this is like shoving basically a golf ball through a water hose as far as the area is concerned. I had no disrespect to our survey. They do with the best they possibly can, and Ben has done a great job trying to mitigate the issues to make this a somewhat compromised, workable project. But this is just one. More than anything else, the health issues worry me significantly as far as, you know, what side the pendulum's on, who has to check when to see when it's available for harvest, what time of day. Is it 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night? When's it come out? I mean, it's just really fraught with a lot of issues that are problematic. Last but not least, the applicant did not show to support his application. So, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Lease is denied. Thank you. And thank those that came today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.